Well, what do you say to those families who say, listen, we can't afford to pay $4.85 a gallon for months, if not years? This is just not sustainable.
Well, what you heard from the president today was a clear articulation of the stakes. This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm.
What the hell is he talking about? The White House is practically writing midterm ads for the Republicans at this point. That was President Biden's economic advisor. His name is Brian Deese, dismissing real-world problems like not being able to afford gas to get to work as we sacrifice in middle America and the middle class have to live life paycheck to paycheck where the paycheck doesn't pay your bills because of the liberal world order. Joining us now, a man that probably understands this better than most, a former Democrat turned Republican, New Jersey's Jeff Van Drew, and New York Congresswoman Claudia Tenney. First to you, Jeff. What is he talking about? Liberal world order?
What the hell is he talking about is a good question. And I will tell you that he is telling the truth from his perspective. This is what these people want. This is what the liberal majority wants. Actually, in Congress, it's what the liberal majority wants in every aspect. The billionaires that are around the world, the woke and the crazy celebrities that are out there, what do they want to do? Real quick, they want to make sure that we don't have a supply chain. They want to make sure we don't have real law and order. They want to make sure that our borders are open and that we're just letting everybody come in. They want to make sure that anybody, anytime, everywhere can vote if they want to. They're trying to change America into the part of the global new world and this global order. And I know we had some people on before, Brian, that were very positive and saying things are going to be good. And they're right in a way, but they're only going to be good if we stand up, if we fight, if we believe in what we say. We have a real responsibility right. As the Republican Party now. We have to move forward and we have to change so many things that are happening that are so destructive. So when you hear that from them, they're saying what they really believe.